Our study continues in the 35th chapter of Ezekiel. We've gotten down through the 11th verse in our previous lesson. And in this portion of the chapter, he is talking about the sin of Edom, the nation of Edom, against his people. And he is enumerating some of the things in this very passage that are the sins of the Edomites, their bad conduct toward the people of God, and how that he is going to judge them and get retribution against them because of it. He says in verse 10, "Because thou hast said, these two nations, these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess it." That is, the Edomites wanted to take over Israel and Judah. They wanted to have these two countries for theirs. They wanted to possess it. They had envy. They had anger. And they acted on the basis of these. And whereas the Lord was there, it was the Lord's land. The Lord had laid claim on it. "Therefore, as I live, saith the Lord God, I will do according to thine anger and according to thine envy, which thou hast used out of thy hatred against them. I'm going to treat you the way you want to treat them. I'm going to treat you according to your anger and according to your envy, which brought about this state of hatred against them." And we talked in the last lesson about how we must not let these qualities enter into our lives, the quality of anger and the quality of envy, in which we have a bad feeling at somebody else's good fortune. And then he says, "I will make myself known among them when I have judged thee." So God is going to come back to his people, and he's going to make himself known to the people, but it will be after he has judged this nation of Edom, and Edom will no longer even be a force, no longer even be in the running for getting possession of this land of Israel. Verse 12, "And thou shalt know that I am the Lord, and that I have heard all thy blasphemies which thou hast spoken against the mountain of Israel." Now, God is going to bring about a fulfillment of these prophecies so sure, so swift, and so thorough that there will be no question in the mind of any knowledgeable person, in the mind of anyone who wants to study these prophecies and compare them to the history that has taken place, that I am the Lord. This is the true and living God that's bringing this about. It's no chance. It's no accident. It's not one of these dumb deities that are idols. It's not something that somebody has brought out of their imagination. This is the Lord that is doing this. "They shall know that I am the Lord, and that I have heard all thy blasphemies which thou hast spoken against the mountains of Israel." Now God hears all of the blasphemies. It matters not how idle our words are. It matters not how much we may not really intend to make them be taken literally. It matters not if we're saying them and then immediately forgetting them ourselves. God hears all of our words. We're going to be judged by every word that proceedeth out of our mouth. And so he heard all of the blasphemies that this nation of Edom had raised against the nation of Israel. All the blasphemies which thou hast spoken against the mountains of Israel. And here's some of the things they were saying. They are laid desolate. They are given us to consume. Now this was a blasphemous thing. God never intended for Edom to have this. It was not Edom's rightful possession. Edom had no claim upon it at all, and they had no reason to look to it and to say, when they're laid desolate, when the people are carried away, we're going to move in and we're going to possess it. It would be just like if you had a neighbor that had a storm to strike his house and tear the house apart, and there were all of his possessions laying there unguarded. And this person had been carried away. He was injured, he was ill, he was no longer able to come back to his home for a temporary time, and so you decided, "I'm going to move in and take over these things. I'm going to get his possessions. Anything that he has of value, I'm going to take it. I'm going to use it. I'm going to make it mine." Well, the very thought of that would be wrong. This would be a blasphemy. This would be something that's not intended for you to have. This would be something that would be injurious to your neighbor. And so that's what it was in the case of the Edomites. They were saying, "They are laid desolate. They're giving us to consume. We're going to move in and take over. We're going to have a land that we can live in. We can possess it. We can take over these cities. We can take over these farms and these pastures. The flocks and all are going to be ours, and we're going to possess it. We're going to consume it. We're going to use it. It's going to be ours. But God said this is a blasphemy. And he says, I've heard all of thy blasphemies. I'm not going to let any of these go by. Everything you've said, everything you've actually thought that would bring about a harm or wrongdoing to my people, I'm going to hear it. I'm going to know it. And I'm going to bring about some kind of a retribution because of it. So in verse 13 he says, thus with your mouth you have boasted against me and have multiplied your words against me. I have heard them. Now everything they said against Judah and Israel, everything they said against this nation that was God's peoples, was really said against God. You've boasted against me. You've multiplied your words against me. And I've heard them. And so we must remember that every word that we say, every thought that we have, even though it be so idle, even though it seemed to us something that we can get away with and we're going to forget about it, we may have no more remembrance of having even said it or done it, God has heard it. And God doesn't forget unless he wants to forget. God doesn't just have a poor memory. God hears. He knows. And he is going to get vengeance because of it. I've heard them. Now, it may be that they did say something that were directed against God himself. They may have degraded God. They may have tried to ridicule and run him down for the fact that he had allowed this destruction come upon his people. But he says, I've heard them. So if we speak against the people of God, or if we speak against God himself, we know that God's going to hear. God's not going to forget. And we're going to have to give an account one way or another. And this people of Idumea, these people of Edom, they paid most dearly for having done this. Verse 14, thus saith the Lord God, when the whole earth rejoiceth, I will make thee desolate. Now it's going to be such a retribution, such a punishment, that when everybody else is rejoicing, everybody else is doing well, everybody else is in a state of prosperity, the earth is rejoicing. There's not going to be any worldwide depression. Everything's going to be going great. The economy is going to be good. There's not going to be destruction and warfare going on in the rest of the world. You're going to be desolate. At the very time when it would seem like that you should be able to do well because everybody else is doing well, you're going to be desolate. Because I'm going to see to it that you do not come back and have this same prosperity that you've had in the past. You're not going to be habitable in the way that you have been before. Verse 15, as thou didst rejoice at the inheritance of the house of Israel because it was desolate, so will I do unto thee. So when Israel was made to be desolate, that is, God depopulated Israel, made it uninhabitable. It was the inheritance of the house of Israel. They inherited it because of their sin, because of their idolatry. And it was something that God didn't let go by. You know, God didn't let sin of his people go by either. Now, we're talking about a nation that's not God's people. We're talking about Edom. But God didn't let the sin of his people go by. They had an inheritance, which was to become depopulated, which was to become desolate, uninhabitable. So, country of Edom rejoiced at this, as thou did rejoice at this, at this inheritance of the house of Israel, because it was desolate. So will I do unto thee. I'm going to make you have the same kind of punishment they had. You thought it was good. You thought it was great. You enjoyed it. You rejoiced at it. So I'm going to do the same thing to you. You're also going to be made desolate. Thou shalt be desolate, O Mount Seir, and all Idumea, even all of it. And they shall know that I am the Lord. So God's going to pay back them in like kind the things that they seem to take so much pleasure in, the thing that they seem to want to happen to somebody else. God's going to pay them back in kind for this, so that they too then are going to be desolate. He says, O Mount Seir, which is the phrase used to designate Edom, and all Idumea, which is another phrase for Edom. even all of it. That is, this desolation, this punishment, this destruction was going to be complete, all of it. And then he concludes by saying, "And they shall know that I am the Lord." This is the Lord's way of glorifying himself. Now, when the Lord is required to glorify himself, and he will be glorified, either we glorify him or he glorifies himself, but when he's required to glorify himself, it's going to be a method that he chooses that's going to bring about glory to him in such a way that we're not going to be so well pleased with, especially if he's required to do it because we fail to do it. He's going to glorify himself, and they shall know that I am the Lord. They're going to know that these things have come about as a result of a fulfillment of these prophecies. It couldn't have been an accident. It couldn't have been just somebody who stumbled upon a coincidence here. This happened because God brought it about, because he said it would happen, and it did happen. No coincidental thing. And so this is for the proof then that he is God. He is the Lord. He's the one. He's the only. He's the living God. No other gods will exist when we realize that he is the one living God. So we've seen in this chapter then how God is going to bring about this punishment, and he did bring it about, on the nation of Edom. About 5 years after the destruction of Jerusalem, the Chaldeans, the same one they were agging on to destroy the land of Judea, the same Chaldeans then moved in and destroyed Edom. And this is a very strong lesson to any who will have any kind of ill feeling toward or who will in any way mistreat the people of God, that God doesn't let it go by. God's going to make a retribution. God's going to keep an account of it, and eventually you will pay the price. So that concludes the 35th chapter of Ezekiel.